What did he take you for?
He said,
may I have a dance, or may I have a date?
Well, if he wanted to go home with her, what did he say? May I
escort you home? I remember when I was little, boy, was having a frolic. And there was a girl at this party, and I cut my eye at her, and I liked the looks. Pretty. And I walked up to her, and I said, how about the next dance? She looked up at me, and she says, I don't know you. Well, I had to go get somebody new to introduce me to me. Introduce me to her, who she was. After that was over.
Would you ever hear of a boy and a girl, when they go off in the woods together, what would they do? Or when they got...
Make love or spoon or...
Say a girl didn't want a boy, didn't want to go with a boy anymore, she did what? She didn't want to see him anymore. She, they'd say...
Ditched him or...
Do you ever remember, say a person got married a second time, would they ever have some kind of thing for them, come around the house, shoot off their guns and things like that?
Oh yeah, chivalry. I've been to them.
Were you ever in that? Tell me what it was like.
Well, say you take a person that's got his second wife, I don't remember it ever being done to a couple at the first marriage. But say a man, his first wife died, he's married again. They'll chivalry him. I've been in them.
Any other pranks you play on people?
They'll wait. Say, back then, you know, old people go to bed right after dark. Didn't have all these televisions and radios and things to blab blab and keep you awake half the night. They'd go to bed, and this certain couple just got married, or they go around, get the word around to different ones, we're going to meet over here at a certain spot somewhere. I had to get a bunch of old cowbells, old plowshares, and horns, and everything. We'd get up, we'd get lined up, and we'd run around that house and making the terriblest racket you ever seen, shooting guns, and oh, you can hear them all over the country, making racket. And maybe after they'd get up, maybe they'd see what was going on, they'd come up and invite you in, and maybe they'd have gifts to give them. Back that way.
Did you ever hear of people getting run out of town?
Yeah. I never have been involved in it, seen it, I've heard of it. But that's, they're undesirable. A reprobate, you might call him, or something. The people don't like him. He's done something or does something or other. Majority of people don't like him. They'll get together now, yeah. You hit the road. Now you won't be around here. If you don't, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Would there ever be any wild parties? The police would come and arrest everybody there?
No, I never was into one of them kind. They have been